From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has instructed the Health Ministry to set the price ceiling for polymerase chain reaction or PCR tests at 550,000 rupiah. He said via the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel in Jakarta on Sunday, PCR test is the method of checking SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19, through detecting DNA virus. The World Health Organization, WHO, has also recommended a PCR test to detect COVID-19. In addition, President Joko Widodo ensured that the result of the PCR test can be made known within 24 hours at the latest. The head of state expressed the hope that given the price range, the number of COVID-19 tests can be increased. Famed epidemiologist from the Public Health Faculty of the University of Indonesia, Iwan Aryawan, has expressed hope that religious leaders and community prominent figures outside Java Island and Bali will be able to become role models in handling COVID-19 pandemic. High mobility of residents outside Java and Bali has become one of the factors leading to a surge in COVID-19 cases in the areas. He also remarked that the COVID-19 handling outside Java and Bali should be adjusted to the social condition and local cultures. Hence, communication experts and sociologists who thoroughly comprehend the local community condition should be involved in handling COVID-19 outside Java and Bali. Notable Indonesian actor Reza Rahadian in an interview on Sunday hopes that the government can be able to provide equal attention to the Indonesian film industry as equally done by the achievers in Olympic sports and Math Olympics, especially after Indonesian director Edwin on Saturday won the Golden Leopard for the Best Pictures at the Locarno Film Festivals with Vengeance Is Mine, All Others Pay a Cash, a film Rahadian stars in. In an interview with Tempo on August 15, Reza Rahadian argued that Indonesia is in a string of receiving gifts from the gold medals in the Olympic. In film, his side also got gold. Math Olympic also obtained gold. He believes that the sustainability of such accomplishment can only be possible through major support from the government. Let's move on to the international news. More than 60 countries issued a joint statement saying Afghan and international citizens who want to leave Afghanistan must be allowed to depart, and added that airport and border crossings must remain open. The US government and countries including Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Republic of Korea, Qatar, and the UK said in a joint statement that those in position of power and authorities across Afghanistan bear responsibility and accountability for the protections of human life and property, and for the immediate restorations of security and civil order. It added that the Afghan people deserve to live in safety, security, and dignity. The country stands ready to assist the Afghan people. The Taliban declared the war in Afghanistan was over after insurgents took control of the presidential palace in Kabul, as U.S.-led forces departed and Western nations scrambled on Monday to evacuate thousands of their citizens. The death toll from the devastating earthquake in Haiti rose to 1,297 on Sunday as neighboring countries rushed to send aid and rescuers scrambled to find survivors buried beneath the rubble before a tropical storm hits. The 7.2 magnitude quake on Saturday destroyed thousands of homes and buildings in a Caribbean nation. Southwestern Haiti bore the brunt of the blow, especially in the region in and around the town of Lekai. Haiti's Civil Protections Agency said the toll from the disaster had climbed to 1,297 and the hospitals that were still functioning were struggling to cope with the some 5,700 injured people registered so far. Flash floods that have swept through towns in the Turkish Black Sea regions have killed 62 people, authorities said on Sunday, as search and rescue efforts to find missing people continued. The floods brought chaos to northern provinces just as authorities were declaring what fires had been brought under control after raging through southern coastal regions for 2 weeks. 52 people died as a result of floods in Kastamonu province, another 9 people died in Sinop and 1 in Bartın. More than 2,000 people were evacuated from affected areas, some with the help of helicopters and boats. The Serbian health authorities authorized a third dose of COVID-19 vaccine for people with compromised immune system, health workers, and anyone vaccinated at least 6 months ago, the country's labor minister said on Sunday. The Balkan country is facing a surge in coronavirus infection with an average of over 900 cases a day in the past week due to the highly contagious Delta variant. It so far vaccinated over 50% of its population of around 7 million. Darija Kisić Tepavčević, a doctor and Serbia's labor minister, said health authorities would start administering the third dose of vaccine to the immunocompromised from Tuesday. That was the news.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly MPR holds its annual session on Monday. Same as in previous years, the session, which is held ahead of the commemoration of Indonesian Independence Day on August 17, is attended by the President, Vice President, Cabinet Ministers, members of Assembly, and other dignitaries whose number is limited due to the COVID-19 pandemic. In the MPR's annual session, held along with the House of Representatives DPR and Regional Representatives DPD, this time, President Joko Widodo delivers a speech on the performance reports of state institutions. Afterwards, he also gives a speech delivering the government's introductions or information on the draft law on the Indonesian State Revenue and Expenditure Budget or APBN for the 2022 fiscal year and its financial note. This is the second time that the MPR's annual session has been carried out in a simple, not too long, yet effective and efficient manner due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Quoting Antara News Agency, chairperson of MPR Bambang Susatyo said that amid conditions of the COVID-19 pandemic, social cohesion and national solidity had become a vulnerable and crucial point. Therefore, the MPR annual session this year focuses on strengthening and building the nation's character. This must continue to be fought for so that it becomes a collective spirit amid the social, national, and state life which is being slumped due to the COVID-19. It is hoped that the MPR's annual session will be able to become a momentum for the MPR to convey various national messages related to the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and not only focuses on health and economic aspects, but also to be able to remind all elements of the nation that in handling the pandemic must also include aspects of strengthening the life of the nation and state in a bid to be able to build optimism in dealing with the COVID-19. As it's known, the COVID-19 pandemic has multidimensional impacts. The economy contracted, unemployed increased, debt increased, not to mention other social impacts. Thereby, the 2021 MPR annual session should not just be a normative event that will pass, but also be able to answer a number of current and future challenges or the post-pandemic era, with seriousness in creating national independence. In line with the theme of the 76th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia, namely, Indonesia Resilient, Indonesia Grows, with the hope that Indonesia will remain strong in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Today in History starts with the event on August 16, 1945, Rengas Dengklok incident. Soekarno and Mohammad Hatta were kidnapped by youth leaders and taken to Rengas Dengklok, Karawang, West Java, on August 16, 1945. The kidnapping was aimed at urging Soekarno and Mohammad Hatta to immediately proclaim Indonesia's independence. The incident was then remembered as the Rengas Dengklok incident. The next day, on August 17, 1945, the proclamation statement was echoed with the text of the Proclamation of Indonesian Independence, typed by Sayuti Melik. Next event was in 1960, Cyprus independence. Cyprus declared its independence from England, which had ruled it since 1878. Cyprus achieved independence after the Zurich and London agreements, which were signed by the governments of Britain, Turkey, Greece, and Cyprus in London, England in 1959, and established the constitution for Cyprus. Event of August 16th was in 1976, an earthquake caused a tsunami in the Philippines. In the early hours of August 16th, 1976,
The small island of Mindanao in the Philippines was hit by an earthquake measuring 7.9 on the Richter scale. The earthquake caused a massive tsunami that hit more than 433 miles from the coast. The residents were unaware of the danger and did not have time to run away to higher ground. Thousands of victims were sucked into the sea. Overall, 5,000 people were killed, 2,200 were reported missing, 9,500 injured, and more than 90,000 people homeless. Cities and provinces across the Northern Philippine Sea region were devastated by the tsunami, waves reaching 15 meters high, considered one of the worst disasters the country has ever experienced. Listener, that's Today in History.
Sahabat sejatiku, hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Hey, tak selalu berpendapat kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Raja, aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi.
Bersinar remas sayapku jangan pernah lepaskan bila ku ingin terbang terbang.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, have a role and strategy in building the nation's economy. In addition, they also play a role in economic growth and employment. This was said by the Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, Ma'ruf Amin, at the peak of the commemoration of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSMEs Day, Thursday, August 12th. He also conveyed during the pandemic, which has lasted for almost 1.5 years, MSME players are increasingly integrated in all aspects of the national economy. The pandemic that has hit most of their businesses, in fact, still has a positive impact, one of which is accelerating the digitizations of MSMEs. In this era of disruptions, digitalization is increasingly relevant and strategic for MSMEs to survive and play a role as the main driver of the national economic recovery. Therefore, the Vice President hopes that MSMEs, as the front line of economic revival, can achieve success in achieving economic growth and achieving social welfare in a fair and equitable manner. However, Ma'ruf Amin also advised that the digitization must be balanced with two things. First, increasing the capacity of human resources for MSME business actors. Second, support for markets access policies for the products. For this reason, he invites all parties to continue to increase their commitment, namely in coaching and mentoring, to encourage productivity. In addition, the assistance and development of MSMEs, especially those with export potential, must be supported by easy financing facilities, as well as collaboration with large businesses. At the same event, the Minister of Cooperative and Small and Medium Enterprises, Teten Mas Duki, said that the COVID-19 pandemic still poses challenges for business activities, even though the economic growth rate improved in the second quarter of this year. According to Teten, the implementation of Emergency Community Activities Restrictions, or PPKM, in the second quarter certainly present challenges for business activities. However, he also hopes that the commemoration of National MSMEs Day 2021 will be an opportunity to revive MSMEs transformation efforts for the future. He hopes that this opportunity is used to prepare for the rise of Indonesian MSMEs to dominate and expand while adapting in the midst of a pandemic disruption.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhou, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni, yi de kou zhou bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Seen you fall apart like a dying flower. And and it hurts me so. You have let me down. But I tell you that I love you, and I'll fix you up. You got demons, I got mine, but it won't break us up. Keep your head up, don't you worry, look from up above. Oh, I they can say what they want, but I love. I don't believe that no one can compare. And when you're feeling alone, no, I swear, I got your back, you can count on that. I will fix you up. Into my eyes, turn the pain around. I've hurt you so, I have let you down. They can say what they want, but I love. I don't believe that no one can compare. And when you're feeling alone, no, I swear, I got your back, you can count on. You got demons in my mind, but it won't break us up. Keep your head up, don't you worry, look from up above. Oh, why? They can say what they want, but I love. I don't believe that no one can compare. But when you're
Office, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Ponorogo is one of Regencies in the East Java province of Indonesia. There are many tourism attractions that are well-known and less popular here. One of the tourism attractions that is less popular is Mlaten Waterfall. It is named Mlaten Waterfall because it is located in Mlaten Hamlet, Temon Village, Sawu District. Besides being known as Mlaten Waterfall, the local people also call this waterfall by the name of Kali Kokok Waterfall because it is located in the Kokok River flow. The water flow at Mlaten Falls depends on the rainfall. If the rainfall is high, the water discharge will be heavy and makes the waterfall beautiful. But in the dry season, the flow of water is very small so that the water discharge is small and, of course, makes the waterfall less beautiful. This waterfall has a height of only about 20 meters. However, the waterfall has its own characteristics. The shape and texture of the rocks flowing with water and the layout of the rocks are so interesting. Visitors can enjoy the sound of the waterfall gurgling, the view of the green hills, and the expanse of rice fields like a green rug while sitting on the rocks around this waterfall. In addition to the beautiful scenery, the Kokok or Mlaten Waterfall is unique. There is a small cave above where water flows from downstream. To get to the location of the Kokok Waterfall is not too difficult. From Ponorogo, visitors just follow the directions. They have to pay attention if they want to visit Kokok Waterfall. It is recommended to come during the rainy season, but the intensity of the rain is rare. In addition, they also have to be careful if it rains suddenly, because landslides may occur during the rain. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
siapapun yang singgah tak pernah bisa menggantikanmu. Tumbuh dewasa bersama, janji untuk saling setia atas nama cita-cita, jarak memisahkan kita. Semua berubah tanpamu, sulit rasanya untukku. Telah ku coba merelakan dan mulai melupakanmu, tetap saja ku masih selalu merindu.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener, to Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about kerja dari rumah, which means work from home. Stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Kerja Dari Rumah, which means work from home. This dialogue happens when Kevin and Mela are in the office. They are talking about the number of COVID-19 cases. Let's listen to the conversation.
Berapa jumlah kasus COVID-19 hari ini?
Tidak tahu. Semoga tidak sebanyak kemarin.
Amin.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expression related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Berapa, berapa, which means how many. Jumlah, jumlah, which means number. Kasus, kasus, which means cases. Hari ini, which means today. Tidak tahu, which means I don't know. Semoga, semoga, which means hopefully. Tidak, tidak, which means not. Sebanyak, sebanyak, which means as many as. Banyak, banyak, which means many. Kemarin, kemarin, which means yesterday. Amin, amin, which means amen. Berapa jumlah kasus COVID-19 hari ini? Berapa jumlah kasus COVID-19 hari ini? Which means, how many COVID-19 cases today? Semoga tidak sebanyak kemarin. Semoga tidak sebanyak kemarin. Which means, hopefully it is not as many as yesterday. Sebesar. Sebesar. Which means as big as. Ruangan ini sebesar kamar saya. Ruangan ini sebesar kamar saya. Which means, this room is as big as my bedroom. Setinggi. Setinggi, which means as tall as. Kamu setinggi kakakku. Kamu setinggi kakakku, which means you are as tall as my brother. In the dialogue, you hear Mela say, tidak sebanyak kemarin, tidak sebanyak kemarin, which means as not many as yesterday. In the expression, there is the word sebanyak, sebanyak, which means as many as. It consists of a prefix se and banyak. The prefix se means satu, satu, which means one, and same. It depends on the context. In the dialogue context between Kevin and Mela, the meaning of prefix se in the word sebanyak is sama, sama, which means same. So, the word sebanyak means sama banyak, or in English means as much. The prefix se means sama, sama, which means same if it is followed by adjective. The prefix se means banyak, banyak, which means many, if it is used for comparison. For example, semoga kasus COVID-19 hari ini tidak sebanyak kemarin. Semoga kasus COVID-19 hari ini tidak sebanyak kemarin. Which means, hopefully, COVID-19 cases today is not as many as yesterday. Let's listen to the other examples of using the prefix se, which has the meaning of same. Ruangan ini sebesar kamar saya. Ruangan ini sebesar kamar saya. Which means, this room is as big as my bedroom. Oh, begitu. Oh, begitu. Which means, oh, I see. Kamu setinggi kakakku. Kamu setinggi kakakku. Which means, you are as tall as my brother. Oh, begitu. Oh, begitu. Which means, oh, I see. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian for today, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Berapa jumlah kasus COVID-19 hari ini?
Tidak tahu. Semoga tidak sebanyak kemarin.
Amin.
Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Kembali bersama lagi di sini, di tempat yang dulu kita berjumpa. Apa kabar kawan? Lama tak jumpa. Senangnya bertemu kembali. Kenangan yang dulu kita hadirkan di dalam ikatan persahabatan, tetaplah berseri dalam harmoni sebagai sahabat abadi.
lepaskan tali cinta.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, to welcome anniversary of the Independence Republic of Indonesia, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Indonesia Pusaka by Tuti Trisedia. The song Indonesia Pusaka, composed by Ismail Marzuki, is one of Indonesian national songs. This song describes the great love for the Indonesian homeland. In this country, we are born and raised until the end. Well, listener, here is Tuti Trisedia with the keroncong song Indonesia Pusaka. Happy listening!
Thank you. From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vonews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vonews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Ardella. See you on the next English program.